The problem is when the capsule moves from an elliptical orbit to a parabolic orbit. There's no mathematical formula for that. As we can calculate launch and landing, but without this conversion, the capsule stays in orbit. We can't bring it back home.
Back in 2016, the Oscar-nominated movie Hidden Figures released in theaters. The story focused on the three African-American women who served as the brains behind launching the first man into orbit. Cape Canaveral, Florida, where the film is located, is a key setting in this historic event, but not one scene was shot in Florida. In fact, the entire production took place in Georgia, where taxes for filming are lower. Many film productions have jumped on this growing trend and are using tax incentives as leverage to film in certain states. Florida is a place that's been affected by these decisions, State Senator Annette Tadeo says, something the senator is not pleased with.
These are high-paying jobs that support the middle class and infuse local economies with much-needed funds.
That is why the senator is filing Senate Bill 1606, establishing the Florida Motion Picture Capital Corporation, encouraging productions to look at Florida as a safe haven for financing. The bill also asks productions looking for financing to have Florida be an established setting in their stories in order to combat the false advertisement of Florida presented in other films.
And what really upsets me is when I'm watching TV and you see the credits of these shows or these films, and you see some of the shows that are supposed to be filmed in Florida. Look at Ballers, Gone, right? Look at Claws, right?
That was Representative Joe Gruters, who's a sponsor of the bill in the House.
Look at, have these shows that are supposed to be filmed like in my community, in my district, and they have certain screenshots of the district, but then they're actually filmed in Georgia or Texas.
His gripes do not just lie with the representation of Florida, but the economic opportunity he says the state is missing out on with tourism.
The economic impact of the film industry here in Florida is huge, but there's long-lasting impacts long after the initial dollars are spent. We have a residual value that gets created with every time that people watch these shows over and over again. It drives tourism to Florida. All you have to do is look at Bloodline. I personally went to Key West and visited and went around the Keys and saw some of the highlights of the show that I saw.
Still, how to pay for it all, something the bill does not address. However, as the chair of the Motion Picture Association's Chris Ranning says, the proposal is working outside of those limits, leaving Florida taxpayers alone and focusing on smarter business decisions. He suggests financing could include asking the state for appropriations and working with other entities to invest.
There are other sources of capital available, perhaps smaller sources, but one of the fundamental principles is that the legislation exists, or the corporation exists, not to create profit, but to create economic impact. So any entity that wants to be involved financially that has that as a priority over profit would be welcome to join in. But yes, naturally, we're going to ask the state for an allocation and appropriation probably next year.
Those eventual appropriations will be a one-time request, says Ranum. He wants Florida to become a production destination.
Of course, we want productions from other parts of the country, but we have so many really good and established production companies in Florida. I won't name them because there are more coming up. We have our film school graduates, great opportunities for them to work on the $1 and $2 million movies. Those $1 and $2 million movies need this kind of financing very, very much.
Movies like Moonlight, produced by a Florida State University graduate, were championed at the press conference as the kind of films Tadeo says Florida's film industry should be investing in. For WFSU News, I'm Ange Quintana.